Alhamdulillah, many incidents took place in the life of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, where Ala Hazrat showed so much respect for the Sadat-e-Karam. There's a mention that there was a young worker who worked in the household of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, and he would do the household jobs. And the beauty of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh was that he will able to recognize if there is someone who's from the Sadat, who's from the family of the Prophet. So one day, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, he asked this young child, "Are you a Sayyid?" And he mentioned, "Yes." And then after that day, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, he told all his household, "From today, we are not going to take service from him.
Subhanallah.
Instead, we are going to still pay him what we would pay him normally and continue paying him like this. We are not going to take service from him. We will offer him food. We will give him food.
Rather, we're not going to take service from him. Rather, we're going to serve him.
We're going to serve him."
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
And this was the beauty, the Mujaddid, the great Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayhi, he had for the Sadat, for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's mentioned that it continued like this. Allah rahmatullah alayhi continued to pay him till he decided, that young man, he decided himself to leave. And look at the mindset behind this. Look at the beauty that because he is from the family of the Prophet
ﷺ,
and Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi is showing him respect. You know, if you just try to imagine this, if we found out that a Sayyid was working for us, and we would we go to that extent to actually say, "No, you can, we will still pay you, but you don't need to work."
Definitely.
This is unique with the awliya Allah.
Definitely. And especially in the seerah and the biography of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, this is seen over and over again. There's another mention of another event. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, as we mentioned, he was a renowned scholar. And people used to invite Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh to come and visit there, to come and bless them with their ziyara, etc., etc. And in the custom of that time, what used to happen was an individual would sit in the middle, and there'll be two logs on either side where four people would hold up the individual that's sitting in the middle.
You can say a people carrier.
Yeah, that's a simple way to explain it in English. So this happened. Once Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he was called and he was invited to a certain place. And this people carriate arrived to pick up Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi and take Ala Hazrat to the particular destination. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he then obviously, as per the custom, he sat in that people carrier. And the people, the servants that were made to pick up that people carrier, they picked it up and they began to start walking. After a few steps, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he stopped everyone. He stopped everyone and got out. After he got out, he asked all of them, "That is anyone from amongst you from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" And at first, the servants, they were very hesitant. They didn't want to reply because they knew about Ala Hazrat and his love for the family of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And upon persistence, the Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's persistence, one of them, he mentioned that, "Yes, I am from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam."
Same thing again, that smell.
Ala Hazrat recognized it straight away. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala an, with great regret, sorrow, humbleness, humility, he began to ask that Sayyid Sahib, forgive me, over and over and over again. Allah repeated the same day that, "You are my leader, you are the Sayyid, please forgive me, you are my master." And he says over and over again, mentioned in some narrations that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala even took off his blessed Imam al-Sharif and put it at the feet of that Sayyid Sahib, that "You are our master, I shouldn't have done this, please forgive me, please forgive me," over and over and over again, continue to ask him forgiveness. And Sayyid Sahib, he over and over again said that, "I forgive you, don't worry about it, it's nothing, there's no problem with this." But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala wasn't satisfied with this. He goes, "I'm not satisfied with this. What if on the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam turns around and says, that did you not find any other shoulder to carry you other than the shoulder of my child, of someone from my family member?" Ala Hazrat, with this thought in mind, he requested that Sayyid Sahib, that "What, you sit in the people carrier and I will carry you on my shoulders." That Sayyid Sahib was refusing this. Over and over again, Ala Hazrat would put this request and he would refuse. He would say that, "No, I've been sent for this job, I am going to carry you. But Allah said, no, I'm not going to enter into that people career. You're going to enter it and I am going to take you on my shoulders. And through the persistence of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, that Sayyid Sahibi eventually, he had to accept. Allah. Maybe he wanted to or not wanted to, that's not the question. Allah. But he had to accept due to the persistence of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. And with this, then Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, the great Imam of his time, the Mujaddid of his time, showing his great humbleness, his humility, and his love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, and love for the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, he is walking, carrying a Sayyid Sahib on his blessed shoulders. This is the love Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala had towards the Sa'dat and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.